Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day!
Day by day!
We get better and better!
We get better and better!
Do we get
beat, beat?
Do we get beat, beat?
Boom, beat, beat!
What's happening?
Gator!
NFL insider Mike Florio with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Michael, good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing well.
We're living the dream. I got to tell you, we've been talking a little bit about this idea that 2% of the Bears is for sale because Andrew McKenna passed away, I believe, 2 years ago, February. It's been a while, but the estate is ready to sell it. And Roger Goodell is going to get involved so that an existing ownership group, meaning either the Bears or Pat Ryan, who owns about 18%.
Yeah,
I think.
He's
about
18%.
So I would imagine that that's the Bears that will get that if Roger's involved. But it's just interesting to see how much the franchise is worth and how much the evaluation is when you think 2% of the team would be $124 million.
Yeah, as these teams get closer and closer to $10 billion and maybe beyond that, depending upon the franchise, the question becomes, and here's where the tension will arise between the estate, which is going to want to maximize the value of that percentage of the team, and the league, the rest of ownership. I'm assuming there's a right of first refusal, but if the number comes in from some private equity group or some other individual who's got a ton of money and can overpay, and there's an offer that the other owners can't or won't match, then you've got somebody else that owns 2% of the team. So if you're the estate, your obligation is to maximize that return. And it could create a little bit of an issue if there's somebody out there that's willing to blow the doors off of whatever the Bears or the Ryan group would pay for that 2%.
Mike, back to the NFL, the Bengals seem to have reopened contract talks with Trey Hendrickson. Mm-hmm. Is that going anywhere? And does that surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me. Look, they can talk. The question is, at the end of the day, will the Bengals do what Hendrickson wants? I had heard months ago now that the Bengals were willing to pay him $28 million per year. He's due to make about $16 million this season. He was looking for something in the range of what Max Crosby got from the Raiders, $35 million. That's a pretty large divide that you need to bridge. And the question becomes, can they get something done before training camp? If they don't, what will happen? Will he hold out? Will he hold in? Will he show up in practice? If he stays away, he runs the risk of being this year's version of Hassan Reddick, who was traded by the Eagles to the Jets, skipped all the training camp, skipped the preseason, held out into the regular season, and ultimately came back and got a little bit of a face-saving deal, but lost millions by staying away. And the Bengals, we know, right or wrong, and from the standpoint of trying to win football games, it's wrong. They just don't care. They'll keep his money. They won't do anything. And that's the reality that Trey Hendrickson is facing. At some point, he's going to have to decide whether to take their best offer, because if he refuses to provide services, the Bengals are the team least likely to be in any way troubled by that.
That's very interesting. I'm curious. We read a story yesterday, Mike, about the new Pittsburgh quarterback, and it was in the Daily Mail. I don't know how credible it is, but they apparently talked to family members of Aaron Rodgers who believe that he is married in the same idea that he's been vaccinated, that he actually may have had a commitment ceremony, but they don't believe it's an actual marriage. I just laughed aloud at that because the way it was worded and all that. Does anyone care if the guy is married? Will he be more mature? What changes if a man is married or not?
When you live a very public life and you start showing up with a ring on your finger and you sign your Steelers contract with that left hand heavy into the frame so everyone can see the ring, I think that makes a certain amount of it fair game for speculation. How will this change him? Will he be more mature? Will he be less inclined to engage in some fairly crazy conspiracy theories, including one he spouted with Joe Rogan a few weeks ago, where he said that the COVID vaccine has nanobots that under a certain frequency will gather in your body and become a tracking device. He actually said that. And that was a bridge too far for Joe Rogan, but it wasn't a bridge too far for Aaron Rodgers. I just look at it this way. Why would we rely upon his family members for any intelligence about Aaron Rodgers when he's cut them off? I don't think they know anything more than the rest of us would know, right?
Probably not.
No,
probably not.
I think that's why they're suspicious.
I have zero interest in Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. Mike, is Jalen Ramsey going to be traded?
Well, if not, things are going to be awkward in Miami because they made it clear in the middle of April that a guy they had signed to a contract September of last year that made him the highest paid player at his position was no longer going to be on the team. He has said goodbye. He hasn't been involved in the offseason program. My guess is he won't be at training camp. They're stuck because they owe him more than $20 million this year, fully guaranteed. They need to find a trade partner. It could become like a Deshaun Watson situation. I hadn't really thought of that until just now. But if they can't find a trade partner, they're going to just pay him to stay home. That's what it's shaping up to be. Now, he could force the issue by showing up and saying, hey, I want to practice, I want to play. But he didn't seem to be inclined to do that. This could be another Deshaun Watson where he gets paid to do nothing, maybe show up and work out away from the team on his own when they're not around. And he either gets traded or he doesn't before the deadline that comes the Tuesday after week 9.
Great stuff, Mike. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
That is Mike Florio. Always fun to talk to Mike.
Yeah. Even in June, when there's little going on in the NFL, he can find a way to make things newsy.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We're going to bring in Chris Chelios next. Chris will be delighted.
Because, he's happy.
Because
he's happy.
Like Dustin, yeah. He likes the American team winning.
He likes Florida winning it all.
Yes. Not a fan of the Canadian Cup. Not necessarily the team, but just the idea of
also
Canada.
Be good to get Chelly's perspective on the latest Blackhawk.
Yes,
tidbit.
This idea that maybe they could be trading that third pick.
Yeah.
We'll ask him about that as well. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.